Support for WPR comes from Rutabaga Paddle Sports, offering canoes, kayaks, and advice for anyone wanting to experience solitude on Wisconsin waterways. 2620 Rimrock Road in Madison or rutabagashop.com.
Karen Mueller is a civil rights and employment law attorney in Chippewa Falls. She is also a candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. The winner of the primary, the August 12th primary, will advance to face the incumbent Democratic Congressman Ron Kind in November. Karen Mueller joins us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide to run for Congress?
I decided to run because I disagree with the way that the administration is taking the country. As you know, President Barack Obama promised to fundamentally transform our nation, and I think we are well along the way. And as a conservative, I'm concerned about that.
What's your biggest issue with Ron Kind's performance in office?
Well, I believe that Ron Kind has been a major proponent of Obamacare, and I believe that that is the wrong direction to take our country. I think that Obamacare will be moving towards a single-payer system, and I know that is something that Ron Kind has been in favor of. In fact, he authored the small business portion of the Affordable Health Care Act, which has been, the starting date has been pushed back to January 2015. So that will be after the election before people begin to see the effects of that.
Yeah, what would you replace Obamacare with? Why would it be better?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that our health care system was broken. I think that we have a world-class health care system. I believe that our costs and our health care insurance premiums have gone up over the past years, and I think largely that was due to less and less market influences, which we can certainly restore. First of all, we need to repeal Obamacare, and once we have been able to do that, I think that there are different things that we can put into place. We could have dealt with the pre-existing conditions reforms that were needed. We could have done that piecemeal without adding over 100 bureaucracies to our government, which, of course, has added more costs and will into the future. Secondly, we could add, I would say, having mandatory deductibles, mandatory copays, as I know that you have to be personally aware of, we all are, is that when something is free, we tend to use it more. When you have a personal vested interest in even paying a portion of that, you tend to use it more wisely, and you use it maybe a little less frequently. And I think by doing that, there is the personal responsibility component that alone will begin to bring costs down as there is more competition there.
What about the tens of millions of uninsured who go to emergency rooms without insurance and have their care taken care of, which hikes the cost for everybody else? How do you insure the uninsured?
Well, in the past, in Wisconsin, you know, we've had Badger Care, which has gone a long way towards taking care of the people that have not had the insurance that we need. Obviously, we need to increase those pools. What I am saying is that we could have done it state by state in a way that would have been a lot more efficient and a lot less costly than we are now looking at, because we have now a federal bureaucracy that is in place that is going to continue to drain resources that could have been provided in a much more efficient way.
Since you are an attorney, you have a legal background, would you vote to impeach President Obama? Do you think President Obama has done something impeachable?
I do believe that. I think he has signed executive orders that are beyond his power to do so. the Constitution provides that legislation is allowed only for the Congress. That is where that power resides. I believe some of the executive orders that President Obama has signed has certainly surpassed the powers that he has been given under our Constitution.
And how would you deal with the immigration issue?
We have a severe problem at our southern border. We have perhaps over 100,000 people that have illegally entered this country. I believe that we need to close our borders, and we are either going to have to do it with troops that are sent in there so that we can get control. About a month ago, Marine Corps General Kelly said that we basically have an existential threat. At this point, we have a national defense crisis on our southern border, and that's because we are having MS-13 gang members come in. We are having possibly terrorists come in. And while we are doing that, we have a humanitarian crisis with the children coming in that our Border Patrol are being overwhelmed by. This election, I believe, is going to be a referendum on our country. What kind of government do we want? Number one, I think people need to ask themselves, do we want our Constitution as it is to continue to be our foundational document? And I say that because going back to the executive orders, if the president is going to be mandating, making law, then that changes our Constitution. Number two, are we going to continue to be a sovereign nation? Because as a sovereign nation, you can control who comes into your country, and you can also, citizens tend to have special rights and privileges once they have attained citizenship or they are just naturally born into that nation. And so this is, I believe, what voters are really going to have to consider, at least they should consider before they go into the voting booth coming up on November 4th.
Do you approve or disapprove of President Obama authorizing the use of force, limited military strikes in Iraq?
I approve. I have been calling for that. We have to do something when, number one, our national interest is at stake, or we have interest, and in this case, we have hundreds, if not thousands, of people still over there. Second, who are now at risk because of ISIS. We also have the Kurds to the north who are now being threatened, and the Kurds have been our friends. They were our friends in the Iraq War. And the violence and the terrorism over there, I think, is unprecedented, appalling. People are being beheaded left and right. Heads are piling up in the streets. Christians are being persecuted. Muslims themselves, if they are also being threatened. Plenty of Muslim people in the country themselves are being persecuted because of this extremist group. I think as a nation, we can't sit by after we have spent the blood and treasure that we have to first secure that country. And now it's a catastrophic meltdown over there. So, yes, I applaud the president for making this decision. I think it should have been made sooner.
Do you want to weigh in on the flap between your two other opponents where Ken Van Doren called Tony Kurtz a warmonger for... I guess his support of a military presence in Afghanistan.
I don't want to weigh in directly on any fight between them, but I would say that as the mother of a 16-year active duty Marine who happens to be female, I don't see any reason to call names. So I guess that is getting involved. I don't think that's appropriate. People on whether you're Democrat or whether you're Republican have honorably served our country. Serving our country does not make you a warmonger.
I was, I was just going to go to a caller who dropped off at this very second, who just wanted to know how you think you're being treated by the media.
I guess I really don't have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I put one foot in front of the other during this election, and tried to speak out honestly on what I believe, and people can vote for me or not vote for me.
Why should voters choose you in the Republican primary on the 12th?
Again, going back to what I said earlier, I think that I think we basically have a referendum on our nation coming up. And the question is, do we want our Constitution to continue as our founding document? And do we want to be a sovereign nation? I think if we do, we have to have a change in Washington, in Congress. And I think that will involve having people that believe in those documents, believe that we need to be a sovereign nation, and for that reason are willing to elect people that will move in the country in that direction. And I am one of those people. I think I'm uniquely qualified as an attorney. My undergraduate degree was in finance. I do have a background in medicine, a couple of years of training in that area. I didn't get a degree. But I think that's made me uniquely qualified to handle a number of the challenges that we are going to face, in addition to my practice. And I think I have a wide variety of experiences that could inform me in a positive way. I have the ability to read the laws, of course, and to understand the laws, to understand the constitutional implications of those laws, whether they're laws on the book or whether there are laws that I would draft. I would always look to the constitutionality first and foremost.
We are asking candidates at the end of their interviews a personal question, and I guess I'd like to know, what do you like to do for fun when you're not practicing law or running for Congress?
Well, what I like to do, I don't know if it would be considered fun for people, but I love gardening, and I have a large number of a variety of flowers that I like to tend to, which I have not been able to, so I have a number of weeds that are taking over my garden right now, but I really enjoy that. I like being on a lake. I like boating very much.
And I think gardening is, it's a lot of work, but it is fun, too. It's beautiful. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Karen Mueller, civil rights and employment law attorney in Chippewa Falls, a candidate for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.